Earlier this month, senior airman Ryan Weeks of the New Hampshire National Guard stood in the honor guard that lowered the American flag in Baghdad as U.S. forces formally concluded the mission in Iraq. It was a year of conclusions for the New Hampshire National Guard. More than 1,000 guardsmen and women returned to the state after deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, some of which began in 2009. This week, I talked with the Adjutant General for the New Hampshire Guard, Major General William Riddell, about the long string of deployments.
We had our public affairs detachment deployed to Iraq, and they came back. Soon after that, it was the 238th Mobile Helicopter Unit went to Iraq and was deployed at five bases there. Charlie Company deployed to the southeast portion of Afghanistan, probably the worst part in the country. And then right after that, the 197th. All this time, while they're deploying, we've got the Air National Guard deploying, and they've been going 24/7 since 9/11, but you got to even go further back. They never stopped since Desert Storm 1, so they've been at it for almost 20 years.
And how has the transition gone, members of the Guard and their families, as they come back to New Hampshire after being overseas?
Well, again, we got to go back in history. About 2007, we were part of a pilot program for Department of Defense and how to take care of warriors when they come home. And because of that, we are a leader in the United States on taking care of our warriors. You know, there's a honeymoon period. The first 30 days are a honeymoon. From 30 to 60 to 90 is when the honeymoon starts to wear off, and that's when we might see some problems. Not everybody has problems. It's a small handful. But for those that do need help, there's a lot of help for them.
Has the role of the Guard permanently changed, or is there a time that you foresee in the future where things would be more like they were, say, 10 years ago, before Afghanistan, before Iraq?
Never say never, but we're never going to go back to the strategic reserve that we were. What we've done in the last 10 years, the experience, hands-on experience and our warrior experience, combat experience, the country needs to really hold on to that. I'm going to throw a couple budget things out here. If you look at the Army budget, we're about 10% of the Army budget, yet we provide 36 to 40% of the forces for the Army, and we do 40% of the work. We're about 7% of the Air Force budget, 17% of the force, yet we provide 40% of the capabilities. And the overall budget, we're only about 5.5% of the DOD budget. That's the federal mission. On top of that, we do our domestic mission. The nation can't afford to have us be gone and back to a strategic reserve. And because we are a community-based force, our members are out in the community doing all kinds of outstanding work for the community, and that's what sets us apart from the active duty. The active duty is in these bases, mainly in the Sun Belt area, and so there is a divide between the American public and the military, but we filled that gap.
Major General Bill Riddell, thank you so much for talking with us, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks.